This is a Seattle-wide news report.
When I say silly, you say boat! Silly!
The 37th annual Silly Boat Regatta took place on a sunny Sunday afternoon at Nanaimo's Mafeo Sudden Park. I spoke with Kimberly Howland from the Nanaimo Child Development Center about the event.
We're really excited to see how many people have come out to join us again for this silly, fun family event. It is our biggest fundraiser every year, and the fundraised dollars are always needed to help support families in our center. We are funded by government for our therapies, our early year therapies, from IDP to occupational therapist, physiotherapist, speech therapist. And we have family development team, we have a supported child development team, and we have a child and youth development program. But what we don't get funding for is like our special needs summer camp that we run every summer for 5 weeks. Our play group, we need extra funding for parent peer-to-peer groups, parent education sessions, and we do educational knowledge sessions for parents and communities and professionals. And all of that is done through fundraised dollars.
This year saw almost 30 boats made entirely from recycled materials entered in the races raise over $100,000 for the charity. But half the fun of the event is the creativity in making the boats. And if they will, in fact, actually float.
Last year, where one of the boats completely fell apart and they swam the boat back in. In past, we've seen where the Viking log sunk and they still paddled it back in under the water. So there's a lot of competition and a lot of determination and a lot of smiles. So I think they're all going to make it. What speed they make it in will be a different story, though.
The McKee family's entry this year was a boat resembling a pack of Chiclets gum. They were racing it in memory of family friend Chrissy Irvine, who died this April and had often participated in the event. I spoke with Silly Boat veteran Janice McKee, who has competed in the event for many years.
Christy is one of our really close friends. She's a loving mother. She went to university and got her degree in child and youth care. She always put her daughter first, and her daughter's here today. She loved the silly boat. She loved getting people together and having fun, and we know that she's up there cheering us from above.
Christy's sister, Kelly Irvine, was also in town for the event.
I am happy to be here today because we live in different towns. We don't see our day-to-day life that we each have. So to start getting involved in this and meeting her friends and her day-to-day life and the stuff that she does, it means a lot to be able to come down here and be a part of this. I feel like it makes me closer to her.
The McKee family raised almost $2,700 for the Child Development Center, the most of any family team.
This is so much fun. I'm actually amazed how big this event is. All the boats and the music and the people and the food trucks and everything. It's way bigger than I ever thought that it would be.
Are you nervous to get in the water?
No, I just hope that we don't fall off the boat because it's probably a little chilly out there.
The Chiclets not only stayed on their boat, they won their first heat and placed third in the finals, also picking up the Best Team Spirit Award. You can see photos of the Chiclets and other silly boats, including the winning team from Island Red Cedar Construction, on our website at chly.ca or on our social media. If you would like to start getting ready for next year's Silly Boat Regatta, go to their website at sillyboat.ca. For CHLY News, this is Mick Sweetman.